Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1006, A Simple Three-Step Plan to Stop Sugar Cravings by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, a very happy Memorial Day to you if you're in the US, and welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and then I share a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And again, it's Memorial Day here in the US, so I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all of our service women and men. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. A Simple 3-Step Plan to Stop Sugar Cravings by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. Many people regularly experience sugar cravings. Health professionals believe that this is one of the main reasons it can be so hard to stick to a healthy diet. Cravings are driven by your brain's need for a reward, not your body's need for food. If you can have only one bite and stop there, indulging a little when you get a craving is absolutely fine. But if you tend to binge eat and overeat as soon as you get a taste of sugary foods, then giving in to the cravings is the worst thing you can do. Here is a simple 3-step plan to stop sugar cravings. 1. If you're hungry, eat a healthy and filling meal. It's important to realize that a craving is not the same as hunger. It's not your body calling for energy. It's your brain calling for something that releases a lot of dopamine in the reward system. When you get a craving when you're hungry, the feeling is difficult to resist. In fact, a craving combined with hunger is a powerful drive that most people have a hard time overcoming. If you get a craving while hungry, one of the best tricks is to eat a healthy meal immediately. Stock your kitchen with healthy snack foods or pre-made meals. Protein-rich foods such as meat, fish, and eggs are especially good for curbing hunger. Eating real food may not feel very appetizing when you have a craving for sugary junk food, but if you truly need to lose weight, resilience is worth it in the long run. Summary: when you experience a craving and hunger at the same time, force yourself to have a healthy meal rather than junk food. 2, take a hot shower. Some people who experience sugar cravings have found that hot showers or baths provide relief. The water must be hot, but not so hot that you burn your skin. Hot enough that it's on the verge of feeling uncomfortable. Let the water run over your back and shoulders so that it heats you up. Stay there for at least 5 to 10 minutes. By the time you step out of the shower, you are likely to have a dazed feeling, as if you've been sitting in a sauna for a long time. At that point, your craving will most likely be gone. Summary: anecdotal reports suggest that hot showers or baths may be effective at stopping cravings. 3, go for a brisk walk outside. Another thing that can work is to go outside for a brisk walk. And if you're a runner, running will be even better. This serves a twofold purpose. First, you're distancing yourself from the food that you are craving. Second, the exercise will release endorphins, or feel-good chemicals in your brain, which can help turn the craving off. If you can't go outside, do a few exhausting sets of burpees, push-ups, bodyweight squats, or any other bodyweight exercise. Summary: going for a brisk walk or running may help reduce cravings. Other things that may work: I'm pretty sure the three steps I just mentioned would work for most people to shut down a sugar craving. But of course, the best option by far is to prevent these cravings in the first place. To do that, toss all junk foods out of your house. If you keep them within close reach, you're asking for trouble. Instead, keep healthy foods within easy reach. Also, if you eat healthy and exercise several times per week, chances are you won't get cravings nearly as often. Here are 11 more useful tips to stop sugar cravings. 1. Drink a glass of water. Some people say that dehydration can cause cravings. 2. Eat fruit. Having a piece of fruit may help satisfy sugar cravings for some people. Bananas, apples, and oranges work great. 3. Avoid artificial sweeteners. If you feel that artificial sweeteners trigger cravings for you, you might want to avoid them. 4. Eat more protein. Protein is great for satiety, and it may help with cravings as well. 5. Talk to a friend. Call or meet someone who understands what you're going through. Explain that you're going through a craving and ask for a few words of encouragement. 6. Sleep well. Getting proper, refreshing sleep is important for overall health and may help prevent cravings. 7. Avoid excess stress. Same as with sleep, avoiding stress can help prevent cravings. 8. Avoid certain triggers. Try to avoid specific activities or places that give you cravings, such as walking past McDonald's. 9. Take a multivitamin. This will help prevent any deficiencies. 10. Read your list. It can be very helpful to carry a list of the reasons you want to eat healthy, as it can be hard to remember such things when you get a craving. And 11. Don't starve yourself. Try to prevent yourself from becoming too hungry between meals. Summary. A number of other methods may help you overcome a craving for sugar. These include drinking a glass of water, getting good sleep, and eating high-protein foods. The bottom line. If you can eat junk food every now and then without binging and ruining your progress, then do it. That means you are one of the lucky people who can enjoy these things in moderation. But if you just can't control yourself around such foods, try to avoid them as much as possible. Giving in to a craving will just feed the addiction. If you manage to resist, the cravings will get weaker over time and eventually disappear. You just listened to the post titled, A Simple 3-Step Plan to Stop Sugar Cravings by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As I always say, if a long list of suggestions is intimidating, I don't blame you. When it comes to managing your sugar cravings, instead of feeling like you need to try all of these suggestions at once, just pick the one or two at the most that seem reasonable to you. As I was reading Chris's post, I'm sure there were a couple of suggestions that made you stop listening altogether. You were imagining whether that particular tip would be feasible for you. That's probably the one you want to try first. I also want to mention, since this came up in one of the classes I instruct, that foods that contain lots of simple sugars may not support a healthy microbiome. Remember, the microbiome is basically the good bacteria in your intestines. And I get lots of questions about how to keep a healthy microbiome. Now, besides eating a diet that contains a healthy dose of whole foods, researchers are discovering that foods that contain lots of simple sugars may lead to a less diverse microbiome and one that contains fewer good bacteria altogether. So that's just another reason why we may want to reduce the amount of these foods we consume. Oh, and we'll continue this discussion about the microbiome on tomorrow's podcast, particularly as the microbiome relates to weight management. So definitely come back and listen to tomorrow's episode. In the meantime, that'll do it for the Memorial Day episode. And again, a sincere thank you to all of our service women and men. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow where we'll continue this discussion about the microbiome and where your optimal life awaits.